Now, if you get your regular dose of international news from PBS, you're probably familiar with British news anchor Daljit Dhaliwal. She's a potent combination of brains and beauty, and she's developed quite a following here in the U.S. Our Susan Hahn talked with Daljit recently and follows this story on one of America's favorite foreign news anchors.
This is World News for Public Television with Daljit Dhaliwal.
Good evening.
Daljit Dhaliwal. Her name may be a mouthful for some, but British news anchor Daljit Dhaliwal is almost a household name here in the U.S., thanks to ITN World News.
I think it's a program which has a very no-nonsense approach to news. It's very straight, it's very serious, it's led by content. So viewers can tune in and get a half hour of international news, a window on the world, and find out what's been going on, you know, in terms of the serious international news stories of the day. And let's face it, you know, people on public television are a discerning audience, and so a program like ours naturally finds a home on American public television.
200,000 refugees.
In fact, ITN World News reaches over half of all U.S. households. That may be why Daljit has caught the attention of American publications like Esquire magazine, which named her one of the women we love. And in 1999, People magazine rated her one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. She hasn't let it go to her head.
I think, you know, you have to keep your feet very much on the ground, and, you know, you know that you're a serious journalist and the work that you do is very serious. But at the same time, I think, you know, it's important to try and let people of People magazine know that a program like ours exists, and perhaps, you know, if they didn't know before, they'd now have a chance to find out about us. And that I don't think you should sort of draw a distinction between only ever wanting to kind of appear in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune, or, you know, the highbrow quality newspapers. I think, you know, there are other people out there who read different types of magazines, which, you know, who might not know about your program, and this is a great way of telling them about the show and exposing them to international news.
Let's talk about the fact that you're not only a journalist, you've really become a celebrity as well, and in the public TV circles, that's a really rare thing.
Well, I think, you know, the way that I sort of make sense of that, and I've said this when I've done other interviews, is that we definitely live very much in the era of celebrity, I understand that there will be an interest in somebody who's coming into your living room 5 days a week and is, you know, sort of addressing you almost, and very few people get a chance to do that, bar presidents and maybe some prime ministers in some countries. So, you know, you're coming into somebody's living room on a regular basis, and you're addressing them in a very kind of formal way. And I guess, you know, there's going to be a level of curiosity about, you know, what is this person like, and all the rest of it.
And indeed, viewers have been curious about Daljit. She has an unofficial fan website dedicated to reporting sightings of her and offering Daljit screensavers called Dali wallpapers. She does make it clear she does not endorse these websites. This whole notion that someone has created this website devoted to you, does that strike you as bizarre or flattering?
Well, I think it's probably a bit of both, really. But as I say, you know, it's an unofficial website. I mean, it's nothing to do with me, really, but I mean, it's something that's out there, and I guess, you know, it's very much the nature of the internet. I mean, you know, that's those kind of things can happen.
What inspired you to pursue journalism in the first place?
Either I was going to go into teaching or into reporting. Journalism won out at the end of the day, and I was very, very lucky. I got onto a training scheme with the BBC, a television reporter scheme, which took me around the country for about 16 months and gave me a feel of what it was like to be in local newsrooms. And that's how it really started in terms of my serious television kind of career. And then I moved into anchoring, and here I am today.
Israel's Prime Minister has made his clearest offer yet.
Daljit Dhaliwal has been called a news goddess, but she takes her work very seriously. I'm curious if you see yourself as a role model for South Asian women or for women in general.
I think for anybody really who's interested in getting into journalism, I mean, I don't sort of set myself up as a role model. I mean, I think that's a pretty heavy responsibility to carry for anybody. But I mean, I think if there are people out there, you know, whether they're men, whether they're women, whether they're, you know, Asian or they're not Asian, I think, you know, it's great that they can see somebody who they can perhaps identify with and that might spur them on to taking a journalism course or wanting to get involved in writing for a paper and then developing their career. Yeah, sure, why not?
You're in your 30s. What do you want to accomplish as a journalist looking ahead?
Oh, gosh, that's always a really difficult question to answer because I don't think you can be prescriptive about these things, can you? I mean, I think I've been very lucky that I've been able to have a career as a reporter. I mean, I was out on the road for about 3 years. I worked in Northern Ireland for about a year and a half and in Scotland and the north of England. I've been able to work in international news, which is always something that I've wanted to do. I mean, I'm very focused and determined, but I've never kind of had these long-term projections, and besides, I don't think life's really like that anyhow.
At 38, life is good for Daljit. For the journalist whose popularity spans the Atlantic and the internet, just being herself is what's most important.
I have my feet very much on the ground, and I have my own style, and that's who I am.